Reflux blue. Oh. I once had reflux. I had to elevate the head of my bed 6 inches. Clean it right up.
Until my abs are blue.
I hate that reflux blue and the epiglottis.
Don't even know what that is.
Oh, it burns me, matey.
It's a podcast with Donovan and Nate.
Oh, I love it. They're two peas in a podcast. I love it. I love them. I want to get them a headlock and kiss them for hours.
I'm going to adopt them both and make them mow my lawn.
You can't. I already did.
What?
They're mine.
Oh.
They're my boys. I strapped them in my chariot. They take me around town.
But is there anything better than Donovan and Nate?
Well, yeah.
No.
Lots of things. I can think of like 100 things.
Are they the best thing in Omaha?
The 101st thing.
Oh, come on.
No, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
They're lovely.
But the zoo's pretty cool there.
It is.
I love the zoo. You go to those environments, you feel like you're in the environment with paved roads.
I love the desert dome. Okay, it's rainforest, desert dome.
Nate. Oh, Nate. Yeah.
Rosenblatt, Donovan.
Yeah.
And is it still the Golden Spikes, or have they changed their name to Royals?
Oh, they're the Royals again.
Oh, then the Royals. Aww, but you're ahead of the Royals, Donovan.
Right by the zoo.
Welcome, Nate.
We're
in Kansas City.
Donovan, this is step one.
We actually made a road trip like we've been talking about.
We've only been talking about coming down to Kansas City for about a year and a half now. So we've actually done it. We are here. This is stop one. This road trip, I think, is going to last, about a month?
About
2 months.
And today we bring with us Mike Adair and Bob Holt from Hallmark.
Hey.
So
welcome,
Mike,
to Kansas City.
Mike and Bob.
Yes.
I want to make sure that I'm getting that right again. And then Bill in the hallway, who is now not with us.
He's our studio manager.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I was just making sure that I'm getting all the names.
Now, did you guys stop at the iron skillet on the way down?
No. We
left at 6 in the morning. Steaks at 7 don't sound good.
Oh. Yeah. It's a lovely truck stop.
We stopped by a couple places I don't think we were entirely intended to go. We didn't really stop.
Cracker Barrel.
Sap Brothers. The big giant coffee pot along the road on 29.
Right. Missed that one too.
No, sorry.
Bob travels that road.
Yes, I have everything memorized. I know where the rest areas are. I know where the McDonald's are.
Yeah.
This is between KC and Omaha. We're talking here. Just
Rockport.
Great.
Mound City.
Awesome.
They have a Hardee's too.
They do. I haven't been to Hardee's in a really long time.
Well, it's because you got to go to Council Bluffs if you're up in Omaha.
Well, that would probably be why the lack of Hardee's in my town. Donovan,
okay.
Why don't you introduce our guests, if you would be
Bob,
so kind.
Bob and Mike both work at Hallmark, and are they're better known probably as Hoops and Yo-Yo, mm-hmm. or the voices of.
And creators of.
That's the only way we're known.
And animators of.
The geniuses behind.
Yeah, and so we're going to start with Bob. After creating Yo-Yo in his basement studio at home, Bob Holt teamed with Mike Adair to bring the Hoops and Yo-Yo story to life and is the voice of Yo-Yo.
Good read.
This is good. Where are we getting this?
Straight from the How Conference.
We're stealing this directly from the How Conference.
Correct.
Materials.
I thought this was about driving to Omaha.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. This says 2010, so are you guys speaking at the next How Conference?
No,
too?
They haven't updated it.
They're just, okay, they just haven't updated the last speaker.
They don't want to pay us again.
Way to go, Bryn.
Bryn. She's so nice.
They were nice.
We love Bryn.
Yeah, but she's already been on the show, so we don't have to be nice to her anymore.
We're doing a spectacular job of not being on time.
Mike has come back, and she just sort of stopped and looked and said, oh, and she changed the subject.
She said, that's an idea.
Yeah, good one.
Sure. Make sure you fill out that form.
Don't you guys have a flight to catch?
Yeah.
So let's continue.
So Mike is a 19-year Hallmark veteran. Mike moved to the Midwest from California to draw funny pictures. He's the co-creator of Hoops and Yo-Yo and the voice of Hoops.
Yes.
You also write and draw the Pee Wee Harris strip for Boys Life magazine.
I do.
You do? You do Boys Life?
Boys Life.
Boys Life is still a thing. I was back in the day.
Yeah. I've got my silver palm.
Do you really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know much about Boy Scout either.
So you get your Eagle Scout, and then you get your
silver palm.
Bronze palm, then your gold palm, then your silver palm.
Goodness.
And
wow.
Then you can get, and then you can keep getting more. But I stopped after just one.
Wow. You could probably make a fire in this room out of the table.
Nate, hide the matches. Don't act like I was going to do that.
No, sorry. You would use a flint, I would hope. Which, by the way, we have a flint now, and I can't get anything to take spark. We should talk about Hoops and Yo-Yo.
Oh, no, we're going to talk about how to make a fire with particle board.
Okay. But seriously, because I don't want to use matches anymore. I just, because I watch Man vs. Wild, and I want to do the flint like he does. And... But I can't, newspaper won't take that spark. You have to go out and find the special dry moss that lives up in the tree. But
exactly.
I don't know if this will actually make it on the podcast, but I heard that the best thing you can bring is a woman's tampon, as opposed to a man's tampon.
Wow!
Tampons catch on fire.
Really? You heard it here first, folks.
No, I think where you heard that was someone in line in front of you was buying them and didn't want to admit why.
Yes. No, I'm going camping.
This is what guys do.
I'm going camping for 12 days.
Now that I think about it, he had a silver palm.
There you go.
He had silver palms.
So we're here. We are at Hallmark's. Large campus. We were driving down. I've not been here before, and I thought to myself, you know, this is going to be pretty big place.
It's a sprawling campus.
Yeah, yes. We took a couple wrong turns in different parking lots before we found it, but we are here in what I can only describe to be the hoops and yo-yo room.
It's the war room.
It is.
I mean, how many cards are on the wall here?
Oh, gosh.
100, 200.
That's a lot. A
couple hundred, probably.
Yeah, a couple hundred cards. All the merch is behind us.
Some of it, yes.
Now, is any of this, like, prototype stuff, or is this all what's out there now? Is there anything up there that we're seeing before anyone
has been done?
The Windex original bottle that seems to have no branding. Yeah.
Some of it's just available overseas.
Oh, nice.
Like those...
Sorry, I'm turning away from the mic now so that I can look at all
stuff on that bottom shelf. A little bit of that's overseas.
So, if you would be so kind, take us through the origin of Hoops and Yo-Yo. You guys have been Hoops and Yo-Yo has been around for quite some time.
Since like 2005?
Well, the Christmas album came out in 2005. When did you guys actually start? How did the whole thing come together?
The site went up in 2004, May of 2004, but we had started doing cards before that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the first one was in 2001.
Yeah.
It started out like not... It wasn't named Hoops and Yo-Yo until like 2005.
Yeah.
Is that what I said?
I think so. Yeah.
So did you envision that this would be like multiple cards, or is it just going to be like one or two cards, or did you even think that?
Way back then with the beginning of the e-cards and that big ramp up with all the .com stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody was really looking, and it was just sort of experimental time here at Hallmark. And Bob, at first it was Hoops with no voice.
Yeah, it was just music.
And it was a July 4th card.
Yeah.
And very funny.
Yeah.
Lighting
a bottle rocket, back and forth, run, back, run, back.
We're in Nebraska. We're not allowed to have bottle rockets. I mean, in Missouri, it's crazy here. We passed a couple fireworks.
It was sort of an old joke, you know, where you can't light it and you keep running back and forth until it finally blows up.
Until it catches on.
Yeah.
Blow up the cat.
But if you wanted to expand the character, it got to the point where, you know, there needed to be two. And Mike and I had worked on e-cards together for a long time. I always recruited Mike to be the voice on most of my e-cards where I had a voice work, because he made them work. I mean, he was the voice of the Snowman, Interview with a Snowman. He was the voice of Tom the Turkey, a Thanksgiving e-card.
Yeah, we had a monster one.
A monster one. You were the voice of Santa in the Interview with Santa Claus.
He did this Groovy Chick card with
Groovy Chick, so he did it.
A Valley Girl duck.
So Mike did a Valley Girl.
It's funny. But Bob had a neat... a template that we used over and over called an interview format, where he just would list questions, and if you clicked on the question, the character would answer.
Yeah.
And it was usually off the cuff, and it was...
Yeah.
It was funnier that it was sort of impromptu and not planned and written out. And
right.
Well, and that's kind of the way that you guys still do things now, or so I'm told, that there's not a lot of scripting going on when you guys make these... Yeah. Can I call them shorts, or should I just call them e-cards? Like, what do you...
You can call whatever you want. Yeah. Nate, you can call whatever you want.
Little snippets.
Shorts.
Short films.
Yes.
Underwear. I don't care. Yeah.
All confirmed Hoops and Yo-Yo underwear.
We are underwear now. Yeah. In Kmart, you can find us on underwear.
Yeah.
Dude, we're going. We should have stopped. And then hey, can you sign my hip right here?
Yeah. Our dream has come true.
Yeah.
We're on underwear.
Nice.
Finally.
When you started working at Hallmark like 20 years ago, was that your vision? Was that if I work here, I can get on underwear?
Well, that was one of them.
From day one.
But they don't like you put, you know, when they'd ask you that question in review, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
On underwear.
On underwear.
Nice.
top five.
Briefs. I'd like to start with briefs. We're going to start, and then we'll move it up from there. So, yeah, tell us, because you guys have been working here for, you know, nearly 20 years, 25 years.
Like from the day you were born.
I'm a little bit older than that.
How old are you, Nate?
I'm in just a few weeks, I'll be 31.
You were
78.
He was 6 when I started.
All right.
Oh, you could be my son.
Tell me what it's like, because I don't know.
Oh, come here, Nate.
It's nascent Nate.
Oh, look, it's little character. Nate.
We can have a new character, nascent Nate.
I'll do that.
That's nascent Nate.
Actually, that sounds remarkably accurate.
I think it's time for Nate to get spanked.
Oh. Leave the mics on, Donovan.
Yeah, you missed last show with Eddie Wang.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know a lot of graphic designers, at least the ones that I know, the ones that I run into at conferences or things, you know, aside from the people that seem to own their shops, a lot of people seem to bounce around a lot. You guys have been, you know, holding down here for a career. Yeah. So tell us how you got started, you know, each of you, if you could. And
go, Mike.
How's it been?
You want me to go first?
Go, yes.
You
go
flip
first.
A coin. You can flip Donovan.
You're the one being spanked. They should just flip you down at the same time.
I was going to offer myself, but I'm already...
We'll like pick
I'm
a
already
cheek.
Signed up for something. Yeah. You gotta...
We'll pick a cheek and we'll do the odds. And...
All right.
Heads left, tails right. Well, I grew up in California, and I got recruited out of college and came out here about 20 years ago. November 1st, it'll be 20 years.
Ooh. Oh, all right.
Yeah. And I came in...
Perhaps someone could make you a card.
Yes.
I don't know. You'd think. somebody will. Actually, you know, the ironic thing is my manager, who probably will give me a card, is the daughter of the man who recruited me.
Oh, that's right.
Jan Maston.
Archangaroo. Ah! He recruited all of us.
He did.
We all came from one man.
Yeah. Call him Adam. Adam Monroe. But anyway, I came out here and I came in as an artist one and just, you know, did a lot of humorous illustration and designed a lot of, call them paper mechanic or pop-up formatted cards.
Yeah.
Mike's the paper mechanic king.
That was the interactive card of the day, like
it
before
was.
The e-cards.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like caveman days. But I kind of came up through that and...
How long, can I ask you, how long did you do like the pop-up, the... What?
Oh, it's been constant. It ebbs and flows, but at one point, you know, there's not a lot of people that like doing them, and it's sort of a unique
It's
birth
a challenge.
It is.
I did one just a couple years ago, and I didn't have, you know, eventually we worked with a company that helped us with a template, but when I was pitching it to the client and
had to figure out how to... Yeah.
That's hard.
They're really weird.
Stay
within cost is the hard part, you know. But anyway, I did that for a long time and then went over to .com. After, I think Bob went over first. And
three weeks before.
Yeah.
Through the pan.
I was warming up his chair.
And I wasn't really interested. I mean, I like animation, but I wasn't interested in doing it. But at the time, it sounded like a good learning thing to do. And, you know, you talk about people bouncing around in their careers. Well, you can kind of, at Hallmark, there's a lot of variety. So you can try different things. And I thought it'd be a good thing to try. And that's when Bob and I started working together. And I've always been a big fan of Bob's.
And I was a fan of Mike's.
I was just like, I
thought you were going to say that you were also a fan of Bob's.
I am.
Awesome. Sorry, apologies for the interruption there.
That's okay. But, so anyway, how did you get started, Bob?
When I was six. I was painting a house when I got a call from Hallmark. I went through my sister's job placement pamphlet from her college, Luther College in Decorah, Iowa. And there was a thing in there that Hallmark was hiring, so I sent my portfolio in.
They said, how would you like to paint on the inside, on indoors?
I was painting this old guy's house that wouldn't use his toilet.
Oh, gee.
Because he was a miser and he would throw all of his stuff in a bucket outside.
No.
Right up by my ladder. No. And I was working on that house when I got a call from Arch Unruh saying, do you want a job here at Hallmark? And I said, yes.
Yeah, there's an old man throwing his poop out the window next to me.
Now, has that led into any inspiration for cards?
No.
Congratulations on your new job.
Oh, but we do. We do.
Let's hope you survive the corporate environment.
Yeah. Okay. But when we do mention, like, pee jokes on our cards and product, they do very well.
They do excellent.
Excellent. You were telling me that on the ride down here.
That is what I took the most from your house speech was how well
pee jokes
work.
Well, and I used to work in shoebox cards too, and for shoebox, those types of jokes worked all the time. So it's a
tried and true bag of tricks there.
So I came to Hallmark, and then I worked in I got a job working with licensing in characters like Garfield and Peanuts, and I did that for 5 years. Then I jumped to ambassador cards, and then I jumped to season cards, and then I jumped to shoebox cards.
A lot of love for Shoebox over here.
Shoebox is fun because we got to do some writing and we did artwork, and you could turn a card around in a day.
Pretty quick.
It was funny because Monday you would get, like, and Bill was my manager back then. He'd come by on Monday and he'd say, how many cards do you want? And you'd say, like, I don't know, 3 or 4. And then you had until Friday to get them all done. So, but it was fun to, like, start a design and finish a design all in one day.
That's not bad. Get off your table.
And then by Friday, you had to be done. So come the weekend, you're like, you don't have to think anything about anything until Monday when you got reassigned.
That's a good manager. That is.
I like that.
It actually, if manager can do that for you, where you
show up on Monday, show up on Friday.
Yeah. It's
great for him, too, because then he doesn't have to do anything Tuesday through Thursday.
If there was, like, a split screen, you'd see me going to cost on my mechanics. Move. Month 4. Bob's just like...
Shoebox, draw a little character, fill it in with color in Photoshop. Done.
And then cut to Mike in committee. Does a banana have legs like that? I don't know.
Where do the legs come out of a banana? Because if they're too high, then it starts to innuendo out.
It's very bad.
So
I just made them legless.
So now, Hoops and Yo-Yo has been going on for a few years now, and... quite popular. According to your Wikipedia page.
The fact you have a Wikipedia, you guys should have one in general. And one that you have to scroll on, it's long enough. It's not like a paragraph, correct.
Somebody's been adding character bios. One time somebody took my name off of it.
They did?
Yeah, so I put it back on.
Ooh, I think I know who it was.
Do you? Yeah, probably him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking.
I think I probably do know, so I put it back on.
So it's taken off. I've heard a third of the e-cards that are sold through Hallmark are Hoops and Yo-Yo. I've heard 14 million are sold a year.
I don't know.
You mean cent?
Cent. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So bigger office? I don't know. So how's everything changed?
That's a funny one, Nate.
At the very least, you have a room.
Oh, you're such a big thinker.
Yeah, that's pretty much where my mind
goes. Let's go on from there to something else.
All right. I wanted to ask you guys how the response from people. I'm trying to ask this question for like 5 minutes now.
As opposed to pets and parents.
How's the response been to Hoops and Yo-Yo for you guys?
It's the
public response.
It's the best part.
Yeah.
Because it started up, it was almost like a viral marketing campaign with all the free e-cards and stuff is how it kind of started up.
Exactly.
It started becoming what it is now, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was kind of like a small thing that we, in our minds, it was just us dinking around.
Mm-hmm.
And we got this response of people who were having very serious either problems or something going on in their life, crises, and they would go to our site to get away from it and have a little pick-me-up, and that seems to be the main theme.
Yeah. The most common thing we get on this on a site, like on our Facebook page or you can email us, is that we come to your site because you make us smile. I mean, that's the number one thing we hear constantly.
That's nice.
And it is a nice part.
Good,
I mean, when you're having like a bad day, when your things aren't going the way you would like it, and then you can read those comments, then you know, like, well, we are making a difference out there rather than when it used to be when you just did cards, you didn't hear back from the
because if it's not a full card line, people just think it's a one-off card. They don't think
exactly.
Okay.
But it really is, I mean, I keep saying, I wish everybody who works at Hallmark as an artist or a writer could get that feedback, because they are having that effect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Hallmark is. I mean, it's a, I don't know if it's an escape or just helping people to connect in a nice way. And, you know, the bad thing would be to get real, like, oh, we're having this effect, and then have, like, a very special hoops and yo-yo, but we keep it really stupid and really light. Oh,
God. Like a family tie.
Yeah.
After school special.
Yeah.
Hoops gets, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Hooked on pills, studying for the final. And
yeah, the PCP episode.
Yep.
But we've had fans visit us from all over. We have a fan down in Florida, Christy, that has come up with her husband. Then we just had Denise and Joe from San Antonio that just visited us for a couple days.
Just people that, just fans, or
yeah,
wow.
Can I tell the funny story about?
No, we don't really. Do
yes,
that. We don't really do funny stories here.
Come on,
I had to leave. I was trying to leave town and on a trip, and Bob said, "Oh, this is it, Christy." Christy,
yeah,
from Florida, has come up with her husband. They came here just to see us, and I said, oh, "Okay, we'll run over there and watch them." And talk, you know, visit
with like a zoo.
They were at the lobby of the Hyatt across the street, and I said, "Okay, it's got to go really quick." And on the way, Bob is explaining to me what they're really great fans, and you know, I think they recently took a trip to Europe. They sent me pictures of their trip, and I said, "Okay." And so, in the conversation, I said something about this trip. I said, "Well, what Europe must have been great." And they looked at each other and they're like, "We never went to Europe." And Bob said, "Well, yeah, I just saw all these pictures," and they started laughing. He said, "That was our trip to Epcot."
Well, they live in Orlando, and they have a yearly pass.
It was just funny.
And right. I said, the German picture, Epcot. Yeah. Eiffel Tower, Epcot.
Same outfit.
I thought they were loaded and they traveled the world, but really, she's a teacher and he's a fireman.
They just rolled down to Epcot.
And they sent some from It's a Small World.
Sadly, Epcot was probably more expensive than going to Europe.
Probably so.
I've been to Disney World.
Yeah.
So, what?
Back and about the fans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you done with that, or you want to talk about
No, do
more?
You have more?
We can talk all day.
How dope it is to have action figures of your characters.
That's like one of Nate's dreams.
Honestly.
To have his own action figures that he's in charge of.
We should get the Kung Fu Grip.
We have to do this up here.
This is a push puppet.
Oh my God, I love you, Kathy. Please give me some caffeine.
That's right from the action.
Oh, I was covering Kathy.
All right, so this is just one of the caffeine.
Yeah, most of the stuff has a voice element to it.
Well, anyway, that's half the fun.
And we find out the more annoying it is, the better it does.
Yeah.
I just love the idea. Now, talking with you guys here for just a little bit that we have, idea that that you guys go in and make those voices is just, there's so much animation and just raw power in that.
Wow. Well, annoying plus P equals big bucks.
Yes.
Right. I think if you could summarize it.
I think so.
Like George Bush Sr.
So when did the merch start? When did the non-cars, let's
first
just...
thing.
Merch out,
like 2 years
and
ago.
And
it's only been out like a little over a year.
Well, I guess International did some stuff, but it wasn't.
We were first Hallmark International actually ran with us first, and we did cards and merchandise overseas
backpacks.
First.
Now you guys don't do
like
all of the international voices, do
girls?
You?
No.
And do you guys get to pick who does those voices so they sound right, or is that done for you?
No.
It's kind of funny what comes back.
Yeah, the
French yo-yo sounds like Yoda. Pitched up Yoda.
Now they just send them to us and we go, okay.
Norway did the best.
Norwegians did the best, yeah.
They really
way to step up your game, Norwegian.
Norwegian?
Yeah. Where is it? Who knows?
Is it?
I think so.
It's from Canada.
Next to Canada.
Yes. We like the Norwegians.
I love the Norwegians.
Yeah.
All right.
There's
spoke
people
there.
Out there. So
well, we need to introduce. This is the Mig Reyes student tip.
We should do that.
Let's break into it.
I hope
Mig
sent us a tip.
All right, everybody. We've got a great practical tip for this episode's student tip. And the tip for this episode is stop picking big brand names to design for in your student portfolio. And here's why. Anytime you pick a big brand name like Nike or Coke or, you know, Target or IKEA, employers already know that they have great design, and employers are used to the high-level design that those companies, you know, paid for. So instead of picking a big brand name for your portfolio, let's say you have an identity project you need to do in school or a packaging design that you need to do for a school project, go to the dollar store and pick out something really crappy looking. That way you're not compared to what's already been done before, and that way you can show a before and after case study. And that way you can really show how you solved the problem, and you can really show a big difference with your own good design, rather than your design being compared to somebody else's. So, short, simple, but pick lesser known brand names if you're gonna do student projects.
That was a fantastic student tip. That might be the best one yet.
Did you guys like that?
Oh, it was awesome.
Every time he comes in harder than before, you know?
It was so nuanced and had wonderful, wonderful elements to it.
Okay, well, let's talk about...
Let's move on.
Let's wrap. We're wrapping up here. We want to talk a little bit about the
studio. Be over.
Oh, we're having so much fun. We're not going anywhere. We're just stopping the microphone.
We're going to
walk around behind you guys.
You get Donovan, I get Nate.
Yeah.
Woo! Who's that? Oh, it's Nate. He's job shadowing.
My son?
Yeah.
He's only had two daughters.
Bringeth me a coffeeth.
Can. So, tell us, you have a new The Studio coming out.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. Apparently, it was quite entertaining to put together. Well, it's still being put together, I guess. But
well, we're both big fans of the British Office series. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was a fun idea if we did like a Oops and Yo-Yo version called The Studio.
Just because of the rich, fertile field of material.
Yes.
Available to us.
From being at Hallmark for so many years, it's never ending.
Yeah.
Because it's still a corporate environment that you guys work in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah, no, I was...
No,
is that impolite for me to say? There's, like, the decorations are very, like, colorful and light. You got the, I forget her name, the old cranky lady out there. And
Maxine,
she's all, there's a statue of her, so it's kind of cool. But then the rest of it is like, let's beige out some cubicles.
Yeah.
I hope that doesn't make me a dick for saying that.
No, your name's Nate.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
We call it German feng shui.
Nice. Yeah.
Or ice trays.
So you have material to work with.
Yes, lots of it.
Well,
it's never ending.
Yeah.
We could take yesterday or the last few days.
Tell us what happened to you yesterday.
Oh my goodness!
No.
You can take.
That's probably not a good idea.
You're please
fine.
Take it.
It's. Could you shorten this? Could you make them jump around? I'm like, well, the audio doesn't lend itself to jumping around, but we need them to jump around. Well, maybe you should have told us that beforehand.
Yeah.
Well, I think you guys have done an amazing job at.
Let me go down a different route with that.
Yeah. Well, you guys have so far done an amazing job with, even though you guys do all the creative and everything, with pushing it through a corporate environment and through the committee, the end product still to someone who doesn't see how it's made, I think still sees it as fresh and relevant and entertaining.
Well, that's nice to hear because I think part of the thing that surprises us is the corporation can shift in its emphases.
Yeah.
And Hoops and Yo-Yo always come out... on top. I mean, they'd survive a lot of corporate shifts, which is a testament to their strength, I think.
Does that make sense? Yeah. What I always push is that we have to remain funny, like not really go down a different path just because the companies may be heading a different way, because what we're doing seems to be working. So my job is to like make sure that we don't really change what we're doing.
Keep it
a very special episode of again.
Because it's as long as people find it funny, it works.
Mm-hmm. Funny works,
and we can keep working no matter what the company is doing. So
funny works and poop sells.
It's
done.
Well, the better it does, the more eyes are on it.
Yeah.
And then they go, well, we can't take this forward. This is too stupid. Well, stupid is good.
We hear that a lot. They'll go, well, I saw this and it was really stupid. And then we look and go, well, that's pretty funny.
Keep it stupid, stupid.
I mean, not talking about what we were doing, but it's like I heard somebody talk about something and they said, well, that was really goofy, stupid. And I was like, but it's really funny.
And your point?
And if it's funny, people will buy funny and like to share funny. That's what I was
saying. Right.
And so as long as we're funny, we'll work.
And most like situations where people are together looking at e-cards or sending cards, they're happy celebrations. They're not really dour, here's a milestone, you know, birthday number 4.
Yeah.
It's happy. It's stupid. And full of pee.
Like right now, Mike, for our podcast, is working on a new thing where he's just taking like a sentence or half a sentence, he's looping it.
Just
and we just find out like if you loop it, it's funny.
It's like on the level.
We're gonna try that now.
Hey, see, you took that right there.
Yeah.
We're gonna try that now. You looped it. It would be funny.
Yeah. It's on the level of sucking helium. Yeah.
That's our secret track right there. Right. You take that sound bite and just loop it for
for like 4 hours.
For a couple. We've got bandwidth. We can do it.
Okay. Well, it's been fantastic to have you guys on.
You guys, it's been really great. Guys. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Donovan and Nate.
We've been having a good time. Dad.
we have some.
Can we go play catch? Can we go get a cheeseburger?
Do I have a daughter that's 25?
I don't know.
I was hoping.
We have an iron skillet coupon for both of you.
I can't wait.
A what?
An iron skillet?
Yeah, let's do it. I hope. Is there fighting there? It sounds like the kind of place where you would get down with some skillet fighting.
So can I just drop in on you guys since I make so many trips to Omaha, like just hang out with you guys for hours at a time?
If you swing by my office, we got a Street Fighter II arcade machine that's, you know, you will have to play it.
Also gumballs, but mostly it's Street Fighter. We don't get a lot of work done, really.
I saw that on your site.
Yeah.
It's real. It's not fake.
You guys like where you work?
Well,
we both work for ourselves.
Work here?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, well, he swings by.
Yeah, I stopped by his office. He doesn't like it on those days, but
An actual office you go to, or do you have to work at home?
I do.
I love working at home.
You do that, or
yeah?
You guys don't. You guys.
Well, when we want to get work done.
Oh, okay.
See, I actually got the office so I could get work done.
Yeah.
So it's a different.
I think that I would be a lot more productive.
Yeah.
I'd still have to take my dog in.
Thanks, guys, so much for the show.
Thanks for bringing it down.
To send questions or comments to the Reflex Blue Show, please visit 36point.com. The Reflex Blue Show is hosted by Nate Voss and Donovan Beery, music produced by Dust Lab. Find out more at myspace.com/dustlab.
Hey, I found it. It's CraigMClark.com.
Okay, Nate, so... Exactly. We did forget to do this, but we're still doing it. It's a little after the credits, a little hidden track for you guys.
A little hidden Craig track?
Yeah, CraigMClark.com.
Let's do this.
Okay, I'm going there now. I have not seen this. We got an email.
It's hideous. I don't know why you would inflict this upon me.
This is our 3-minute... website review for Craig, who's a graphic design student.
All right. Is he a student still?
I think he's a veteran.
I think he's been doing this for years, and this is the best he can come up with. I don't know what's happening. So, we will direct people to CraigMClark.com.
Okay.
And that's Craig's website. This is who we're talking about. You may remember Craig as the guy in the background of the show that we did for Rule 29. He also thinks that Adrian Furtiger designed Futura, which is fine.
Okay, Nate, what's your first impression of the site?
I like his photo of himself that is on the top, and the campfire belly is kind of a nice type. I'm all right with that. I don't like the F, but, you know, what are you going to do with that? I think you did it probably the best you can. Maybe you just don't put the thing. I don't know.
Oh, you're looking at his one post. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna look at some work. What do you think? Ooh, okay. I like the way his flipping through. I want to know, Craig, are you using what's that Adobe plugin JavaScript stuff?
Okay, we're now looking at like selected parts of his work. And it's got and he's got a nice thing where it flips to show you different things of the actual pieces of his work.
Yeah, I really like how that works. It's not subtle navigation, but you can directly tell how you're affecting it and where it's going. a lot of times I think web portfolios are way too subtle in their, oh, here's a tiny little box, and if you click on it, I'll show you something, but you don't know what. It's just like, here, click on number 4, and I'll flip you down to the 4th thing, and you pass the other ones on the way, so, you know, it's working. I'm okay. Having it.
You know, I think the site's kind of understated. It could probably use a little bit of more embellishment visually, but I think what's working really well is the navigation pulls you right into the portfolio, and the portfolio is handled excellently, which is really so he's got the main thing done correctly.
Yeah, I like the work. I think the site is boring, but the navigation through his work is great. Everything around it is a little dull.
Okay, that's right, Greg. That's 3 minutes. Thanks, dude.
Let's do it. Peace out.
We're gonna try that now.